After meeting Wednesday afternoon, Israeli cabinet ministers decided against a French proposal for a 48-hour ceasefire to allow humanitarian aid to reach Gaza. Deputy Foreign Ministry spokesman Yariv Ovadia tells VOA the ministers studied several informal proposals and decided there was no one to talk to on the other side.
We haven't heard anything from Hamas. On the contrary, what we heard from Hamas was that they're going to keep firing missiles on Israeli cities and trying to kill more Israeli civilians. Hamas, who started this atrocity, doesn't want to end it.
Israel has said it would allow a further 2,000 tons of food and medical supplies into Gaza. It has also given authorization for several dozen ill and wounded Gazans to seek medical treatment in Israel. But for now, despite growing international pressure for a ceasefire, Israeli officials say they'll press their offensive, and they insist any ceasefire must ensure that militant rocket attacks against Israel stop. Israeli warplanes carried out further bombing runs in Gaza Wednesday, hitting Hamas government offices and underground tunnels on the Gaza-Egypt border. And Israel continues to amass ground troops around Gaza in preparation for a possible ground offensive. But despite massive damages and rising casualties, Hamas, too, is maintaining a tough line. In parts of Israel, the sound of sirens has become a daily occurrence, the warning sounds of incoming Hamas rockets striking ever deeper into Israel, including Be'er Sheva in the Negev, over 40 kilometers southeast of Gaza. And Hamas spokesman Fawzi Barhoum makes it clear the group is not begging for a truce. Barhoum said what's needed immediately is for the Arab and Islamic countries to unite and stop this aggression, lift the siege, open the crossings, and rebuild Gaza. The militants have kept up their rocket attacks, hitting ever deeper into Israel. Rockets have hit not only towns near Gaza, such as Sderot and Ashkelon, but also Ashdod to the north of Gaza and Be'er Sheva to the southeast. As the violence continues, so do diplomatic efforts to stop it. Arab League foreign ministers met in Cairo to discuss the crisis. Turkey's Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan was on a foray to Syria and Jordan Wednesday and is also due to visit Egypt and Saudi Arabia. Israel's Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni is expected to hold talks in Paris on Thursday, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy may visit Israel early next week. Sonia Pace, VOA News, Jerusalem.